and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away.
If you start a Google search with the words jazz vocalist Sarah, the first result is naturally Sarah Vaughan. The second result is tonight's guest, Sarah Gazarek, who with jazz pianist Josh Nelson will visit with Jazz Current's host, Keith Hall, for an hour of songs and conversation on a range of topics, including the songwriting process, the privilege of teaching, and the special fellowship of jazz artists around the world. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It. Thanks for coming along tonight.
The goose was gaily swimming by. Honk, honk, he stopped and gave the dance a try. Honk, honk, Vasa Nova had the dancing new thing.
Sarah Gazarek belongs to a new generation of impeccable jazz vocalists that includes Gretchen Parlato, Esperanza Spalding, and Becca Stevens. The Seattle-born, California-based vocalist is a graduate of USC's Thornton School of Music, and her 2012 album, Blossom and Bee, with collaborator Josh Nelson on Palmetto Records, was called one of the best vocal albums of the new millennium in an All About Jazz review. Jazz pianist, composer, and arranger Josh Nelson is a native Californian who recorded his debut album at 19 and was a finalist in the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition. A recent review of Sarah Gazarek and Josh Nelson performing in New York at the Kitano Club asserted that the duo is traveling the path of legendary piano vocal partners such as Ella Fitzgerald and Paul Smith, Frank Sinatra and Bill Miller, and Kurt Elling and Lawrence Hopgood. Here's where I turn things over to Keith Hall, a brilliant jazz drummer, a professor of music at Western Michigan University, and host of WMUK's Jazz Currents.
Sarah and Josh, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
It's great to meet you all, and I know that you come from sunny Southern California, and you're both teaching out there, and you're performing together and with many other projects. So I'm just curious, how did you guys meet, and how did you begin working together?
Well, I think the beauty of the jazz community is that for the most part, everyone at some point becomes aware of some of the bigger beasts in the industry. And I'd heard really wonderful things about Josh as a young person just coming out of college. And we had a pretty small gig, and Josh joined us when our pianist moved to New York, and I just fell in love and have not let go of him musically since. We've recorded, he's been a staple of the Sarah Gazarek band, and we've recorded 3 studio albums together. We've been making music together for almost 10 years.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to start playing with Sarah back in 04, and making records with her is easy, fun, lets me be myself. I've been loving writing tunes for her, with her, and she's just awesome.
Thank you.
Sounds like a pretty ideal situation.
Yeah.
And so you've been playing together in the band, but now you're doing some things just as a duo. This is kind of a newer idea here?
Yeah, as Josh mentioned, we've done a lot of writing together, arranging, touring, and just realized how long we've been making music together and how much we've grown together musically, and just wanted to celebrate that. And so we have this duo project that we're starting to kind of workshop around the country and, celebrating some of our favorite Sarah Gazarek band compositions and arrangements, and then starting to compose and arrange specifically for the duo format.
Well, I know that you all really have a great respect for the tradition of jazz and American music, and it'd be great to hear something from the Great American Songbook here.
Sure.
So a little Harold Arlen, maybe?
Yeah, Harold Arlen. Mm-hmm. This is a tune that Josh and I arranged just for this duo project. This is Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain. mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I bet when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. So happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. I'm with you rain, I'm with you rain or come shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I bet when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't never bet let me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. So happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or come. When you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. So happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Oh, and days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always. I'm with you rain, I'm with you always. I'm with you rain, I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or come shine. I'm with
That was really great. So swinging. And just the connection you guys have is so amazing to finally see it and hear it in person.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That was beautiful. Katie. Well, I know that music education plays a big part in your story, and wondering if you could tell us about some of the important people or memorable experiences that contributed to your development. And it would be great, too, to see how you're passing this on now and how you approach that as a teacher.
Yeah, you know, I think like a lot of younger musicians, both Josh and I discovered jazz in pre-college, you know, music programs. And I had the fortunate honor of going to one of the better music schools up in Seattle. They have some really great jazz educators up there, and just kind of happened upon the jazz choir, which was directed by the director of the award-winning jazz band there. And, you know, we were like transcribing Miles Davis solos and learning all of the original versions of all of these quote-unquote jazz choir arrangements that we were singing. But I was fortunately, you know, afforded a pretty honest jazz education at a very young age. And I remember going to a lot of different jazz festivals and seeing clinics by Ray Brown and Diana Krall, and just thinking how neat it was to watch something that was never going to take place again, you know, and that in these moments that we were experiencing something that was a real, genuine expression of who these artists were up until this point in life, and that they were continuing down this path and continuing to grow and change and better themselves and discover new venues for expression. And even as a ninth grader, I remember thinking about that and how compelling that was. And my senior year, traveled to New York City with the jazz orchestra at my high school and ended up competing in the Essentially Ellington competition in New York City. It was the first year that they had a vocal feature with the big band, and I remember meeting Wynton Marsalis and having a conversation with him right before I walked out on stage, and just thinking, you know, how beautiful it was, not only that we had the ability to bring ourselves to this music and express something genuine, but also, you know, how accessible these really kind of stars of the genre were to young people and to each other, and just loved that. And so I remember walking out on stage after this conversation with Wynton and just feeling comfort on stage, you know, at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City. And at that moment realized that this was something that I wanted to pursue. And so I think as jazz musicians, it's thrilling to participate in that process with other young people and kind of watch them experience that light bulb turning on, you know, of like what this music really is about and the beauty of the art form, and then maybe participate in the realization that this is something that that they really love and that they can breathe life into. So I'm fortunate to be on faculty at the University of Southern California and work with collegiate level young people that, that care about this music. But I think I speak for Josh when I say that we love to also participate in some jazz festivals and do outreach in elementary, middle school, high school, public school programs that don't necessarily have the same tools and things at their fingertips that we were fortunate enough to have, just to kind of let people know the truth about this music and that, you know, it is accessible and approachable to them, and something that that we all can fall in love with.
Nice. My turn? I don't know how to follow that. She covered a lot of territory. Wow. Well, I can just mention some of my mentors that kind of inspired me. I studied with a great pianist who lives in New York now, originally from my hometown, Long Beach, California, named Cecilia Coleman, who introduced me to Bud Powell and Kenny Barron and Mulgrew Miller and Sonny Stitt, and just great, amazing musician. She's a wonderful writer and inspired me to start my own band. Inspired me to teach, actually. I really liked her teaching style, and I've adopted a lot of it on my for my own students at Northridge and privately, Cal State Northridge, where I teach. We both have John Clayton in common, as many people do, and we'll cite him as a major influence, not only musically, but in the education department. I've been going to his the festival that he is the artistic director for, Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival. Just did my, I think, eighth year there. And he continues to bring together the best that music education and jazz can offer with a world-class festival with great performers. And just inviting, what an inviting person on every level, super inspiring. John Clayton, for sure. Also studied a little bit with Benny Green, the pianist, who's amazing. Bill Cunliffe, Alan Pasqua. those are some pianists that I've hung out with who inspired me. And like Sarah said, this music's very accessible, and it's just getting it into the right hands and making sure that there's people that are preserving the tradition, but also trying to move the music forward, not only through the writing, but through teaching styles. Something that John kind of imparted to me once was that if you can't demonstrate what you're talking about, don't teach somebody that. It's kind of like if you can't sing it, don't play it. And I always really think about that whenever I'm lending my meager of humble experience that I've amassed thus far in my life, but it's a good one, because it really has made me a better musician, as does teaching. It just it illuminates all of your strengths and your weaknesses all at the same time, and for me it makes me want to go home and practice when I'm with a student, because I'll learn stuff that I thought I knew, or he asks a question, you know, or she asks a question that I have no answer for. And that really makes me want to go home and figure it out and do the homework. So, yeah.
And it's okay.
It's okay. You know, absolutely.
I mean, it's okay. You can't know everything.
No, nor should a teacher know everything. That dialogue between teacher and student is, God, it's so valuable. The learning happens both ways.
Yeah, it does. I always say that I learn as much or maybe more from my students than they learn from me. And then I say, shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really rewarding and very inspiring, I say. Well, I know that you do a version of Joao Gilberto's O Pato, right?
Yeah.
I would love to hear you guys do that here today.
And absolutely.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the tune and the translation.
Sure. O Pato, for those of us, myself included, that do not speak Portuguese, translates to the duck. So we'll go through the Portuguese lyric, and then you guys will hear the translation.
Great.
O Pato. Vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando uma caça e dente pediu para entrar também o samba, no samba, no samba, o agunço. Gastou de dupla e fez também, quen, 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 olhe para o sítio e diz assim, vem, vem, que o quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa, por alguém que saia para começar, o tico tico no pupá. A voz do pato era mesmo um desacato. Jogou de cena com algum zoeira mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caiu o rão na água e ensaiou na boca. Quen, 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 dono. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, quen, quen. Quen, 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 o pato. The duck was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba, oh, gusso. The goose was gaily swimming by, honk, honk, honk. He stopped and gave the dance a try, honk, honk. Bossa Nova had them dancing, new thing, new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty. And she listened up, but jigger did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Was dancing by the water, quack, quack, quack. The rhythm made him think he ought to quack, quack. He was dancing to the samba. Oh, Gusso, the Gusso's gilly swimming by. Honk, honk, he stopped and gave the dance a try. Honk, honk, Bossa Nova had the dancing new thing, new swing. Then a lovely swan swam by in all her majesty, and she loosened up what she could, did that swan. She joined the duck and goose and did it the samba too. You should have seen the kind of samba she could do. They did the samba so long they all fell right in the water while they were singing away. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quing, quing, quing.
That was fun, guys.
Thanks.
Now, you know, it's great to cover other people's tunes and, you know, play the American's Great American Songbook and things like that. And it's a lot of fun. But one way to really establish your own sound is to do your own music. And I love to hear original music. As I was preparing for this, I heard some of your arrangements, which I loved. And then I got to your original songs, and that's where I really got it, and that's where you grabbed me. So I know you've both written some beautiful lyrics and music, and I'd love to hear about how you compose, how you come up with these tunes.
Well, copious amounts of caffeine, lack of sleep, gig the night before.
Whiskey.
All just whiskey. Yeah, lest we forget that. All contribute, at least in to... Oh, I know, right? In and out of different hotel rooms and trying to come up with an idea for a tune or something. I mean, I write at weird times. When I'm least rested, when I'm the most stressed, when I'm the most kind of harried, the ideas come out on my own. Sarah and I have been getting together as of late and writing tunes, collaborating, you know, semi-regularly, trying to come up with some new material for this and her band. And that's a different process, of course, collaborating with somebody. You're kind of meeting in the middle in a lot of ways, lyrically, melodically, harmonically, all of that. But we have a great working relationship with that, and we always seem to get a tune out of it. You know, I know a lot of people that write together often, and it's not always great music that comes out, or there'll be one that kind of surfaces out of a group. But with Sarah, it seems like there's a good quality that comes out of what we put together, which is probably just speaks to our history together and our connection musically and as friends. So
And I think, you know, that because Josh and I know each other so well, and as I said before, we kind of are growing up together and continue to grow together. Mm. We know each other very well, but we also come from really different places in life, you know, and I love writing with Josh because, you know, I might start a thought and, you know, have this idea behind it, and then Josh will turn it into something completely different and vice versa. And so I love writing with Josh because it's, you know, like it's similar to talking to yourself and just giving, you know, your sounding board being your own, you know, sounding board. But working with Josh is great because I can say something out loud and he'll say, yeah, you know, that's nice, but what if we go this way or vice versa? So it's a fun process because you have to surrender to this idea that you're working with another person that has a voice and that you want to give a voice to, and not necessarily walk into a writing session with an agenda. So we've had a number of tunes that kind of have manifested, but I love some of the other songs that Josh has written on his own as well. And I think one of the tunes that we're wanting to do now is a song that Josh wrote and released as an iTunes single with a singer named Aaron Bodie. But I just love this tune, and it's Josh's composition. He wrote the lyric and the melody, and it's gorgeous. It's one of my favorite Josh Nelson compositions, entitled All Again. Takes a turn, storm is coming round the bend. Find your safe place, storm is coming round the bend. Clouds rolling in,
darkness falling around the bend. Winds blowing, twisting, tumbling around, around the bend. But I don't want to change the weather. No, I would rather brave the weather with you. And if anything should ever happen, I'd do it all again. Do it all again. Time, take the time to free your mind from the crime. Blame, quick to blame when it's all out on. Change the weather. No, I would rather brave the weather with you. And if anything should ever happen, I'd do it all again. Do it all again. There's a light shining through us, glowing beauty that we all have. Growing brighter when we give love. So give all that you have.
I think I need a minute after that. That's such a beautiful song, Josh.
Oh, and, thanks,
man. The lyrics are amazing. Tell me again about the bridge. Can you give me those lyrics?
There's a light shining through us, glowing beauty that we all have, growing brighter as we give love, so give all that you have. That one was like a, wrote itself in like a minute. It was one of those just...
The
tune itself, but the bridge was... There was all this kind of deep, you know, kind of emotional relationship stuff going on in my life when I wrote that. And the bridge was like the park bench of the tune. That was like, let's just remember what's happening right now in life. You know, whether things go the way you think they're going to go or the weather changes. But this is important. You know, this is, you're a wonderful soul. Your spirit and your energy feed me, and I'm learning from everything that's happening here too. So that was the idea behind that. If I'm remembering correctly from 8 years ago, yeah. It's an 8-year-old tune now. Wow. Crazy how time flies. But thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah. That, as I said, that was the one that just totally grabbed me. You know, I just love the idea of not wanting to change the weather, but you want to brave the weather.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Yeah, and Sarah really sings it great. She brings a different thing to it than Aaron brought to it, which I like a lot. Uh-huh. Her kind of taking more time with the melody and letting the song unfold and really owning the lyric.
Yeah, some of those long notes that you have are just soaring. Just thank you, guys.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
All right, you have another song that I really have fallen in love with as well. I Don't Love You Anymore. I don't know if you have time to play this today or not, or if you could kind of tell us about this song, and I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, you know, I think that the song kind of speaks to this universal concept of breakup, and you know, whenever there's a breakup, there's always somebody who has their foot out the door, and they always seem to be doing better than the other, right? So this song speaks to you know, that experience that we've all probably shared when you run into this person that you've just broken up with, and they're doing really well, and you might not be, and so you know, the lies that you would tell yourself and to this person to kind of pretend that you're doing just as well as they are.
What a sweet surprise to see you here. I'll admit I never thought our paths would ever cross so soon. Yes, I love to sit and talk. I'm living in the same old place. I fixed that broken door. You look the same, like nothing's changed. I don't love you. Take it very well. But that was then, and this is now. And there's not much more to tell. Put all the pieces back together, and I've never been so sure that tomorrow's sun forget to rise, and I don't love you anymore. Of this, you're more to me, more than I ever was to you. I know you're gone, I know the truth, I know I'm lost. What can I do? Everything I need, and all the promises you gave to me, I never could believe. But I'm all about forgiveness, that's what broken hearts are for. I wish you both the very best. The world is flat, the sky is green. And I don't love you anymore. This, you're more to me. Truth, no, I'm lost.
That's gorgeous. And that's Thanks. Something that you collaborated on, right?
Yeah, yes. That was a song that Josh and I wrote with a songwriter out of Nashville named Cliff Goldmacher, who's done some writing with Peter Eldridge, who I know you had in the studio recently.
Peter
as well.
Was on the same show.
Yeah.
And he's been a visiting artist here at Western Michigan University. That's wonderful. Oh, what a tune. Man.
Yeah, that was a fun one to write. It was, I told the story the other night to the audience. Cliff came in and we had this idea of writing a tune. I didn't think we'd get anything that day because we'd never written together. But we left and basically had a tune. There were some tweaks that happened. And he's just lyrically a technical genius, this guy. He just can't, and Sarah and him together were amazing. And I was just kind of sitting back going, how about this chord? How about this chord? And you like this one? And it just kind of wrote itself that way. I mean, which to me really points out obviously how important lyrics are, because they'll steer the direction of a harmony or melody. And just to be in the room with two great musicians that just know what they're doing and get it done and get a message across. It's pretty cool. It's neat to be a part of.
So for you, you hear the lyrics, that helps steer your harmonic
ideas. Oh, absolutely. And it's something else I learned from John Clayton about tying melody notes and harmonic quality to words, even one word, one phrase. You get that, you know, I don't love you anymore. Right when Sarah says that, we decided to have a go. I don't love you. Uh-huh. I love, that's my favorite part of the tune.
Me too.
Because it's like this happy word, or, you know, love word and a darker chord. And it's like they work together so well to me.
Yes.
Opposites. Pat myself on the back. No. we all collaborated on it together, but it was fun to be a part of that one.
Yeah, when I heard that part of the song right there, that movement, it was like, whoa, that just hits you.
From major to minor.
right. So you both have other side projects that you're involved with other than the duo here and the band. Could you just tell us a little bit about what other things are going on?
I'm a freelance, side musician in Los Angeles, and I work with a wide variety of people out there. kind of what I love doing. I love collaborating with other artists and learning their music and helping them present a solid show. I have my own project's called The Discovery Project, and it's actually a collaboration with some great musicians there, featuring Larry Kuntz on guitar and some other wonderful guys. But Sarah's husband is the videographer, a kind of video curator, as it were. And he does these live projections on a projection screen of anything from early science fiction movies to our travels to Mars. And I've written all this new music to kind of accompany that. So it's a multimedia kind of experience. That's my baby, Discovery Project, that I continue to collaborate with him on. Sarah's actually sung with us a couple times, so... That's the main thing.
What I love about the Discovery Project, though, if I can just interject and brag a little bit about Josh, is that he's thinking a little bit beyond just the music. You know, as he mentioned, there's the video art, live video editing thing that my husband is doing with him, but he also has some different art installations going on and is thinking outside of the box in terms of different ways to bring one concept together in a presentation, which is something that I really haven't seen very many people do. So for those of us listeners in Los Angeles and around the country, keep your eyes out for this project. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, and I was with Natalie Cole for 5 years. I recently gave my goodbyes to that gig, but I still play with Natalie occasionally, but trying to focus on my own music with Sarah, just keep that all moving forward.
That's great.
Yeah, my main gig is the Sarah Kazarek Band. You know, that's my big passion. And this duo project with Josh, but I also, did a project with some musicians out of Germany with some songwriting stuff, a full CD of all original music. That group's called Trio Sense. And then recently started some collaborating with other musicians in Los Angeles. Have a gig coming up in Los Angeles with a pianist, really phenomenal pianist named Billy Childs, who's doing a project of all Laura Nyro tunes that he's arranged in a really cool way in his big CD that's coming out featuring some of the best singers in the country. And I get to be the singer on the gig, pretending to be all of these people that I idolize. But yeah, you know, I think living in Los Angeles is a joy because there's so much music happening and everybody wants to work with each other and learn from each other and grow together. So it's a real collaborative town.
Yeah, you talked about earlier about the accessibility with jazz musicians, and you know, everybody, like you say, everybody wants to learn from each other, and for the most part, everybody's pretty humble and just hungry, and I think that is really a special thing about so-called jazz music. You know, it's more about, it's about the people. Yeah. You know, it's about building relationships, and I think we're building a relationship here.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So we can out about all these projects and everything on your websites, sarahgazarek.com mm-hmm. and joshnelsonmusic.com.
Yes.
Right? That's right.
And the duo music hasn't been really recorded yet.
No,
so
we're still
we've
kind
got
of in
the
workshopping phase, yeah. But we're on the road kind of just testing things out and seeing what works and what we're loving. But I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we'll have something to share with the world soon.
Yeah, I hope so. So we'll just stay tuned to your websites mm-hmm. and Facebook and Twitter and all those things, right?
That's right.
Well, it's really been a pleasure to get to know you guys here today and really enjoyed your music. I'm hoping that you could play one more song before you have to step out.
Absolutely.
Jinx.
Yeah. Jinx.
So this is a medley of a Nick Drake composition and a Vincent Eumanns tune, Cello Song and Without a Song. Strange face with your eyes so pale and sincere. Underneath, you know well you have nothing to fear. For the dreams that came to you when so young, told of a life where spring has sprung. But while the earth sinks to its grave, you sail to the sky on the crest of the wave. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song.
That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song. I've got my trouble and woe. Sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass grow tall. I only know. Without a song. My trouble and woe, sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass grow tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. So forget this cruel world where I belong. I'll sit and I'll wait and I'll sing my song. And if one day you should see me in the crowd, lend a hand and lift me to your place.